Monty?
Monty?
You're such a prick. Why are you such a prick?
Monty, why is there a swing in Daddy's other apartment?
Oh, okay. Shit!
That was good. I liked it.
I was like, oh, God. Oh, no.
No, wait a second.
This chair looks like a swing.
This other,
God. They did do that, didn't they?
They totally did.
Holy.
So, on that note, we're talking about invasion.
Daya, discounts in Daya is going to bone angry kid. That's going to be funny when that happens.
The little love triangle that they're setting up.
Yeah.
How awful is that? Just awful. She's
right.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
What if they did like the Stephen King It books with her? And she bones all of them.
She bangs all of them.
How to messed save
up,
Earth.
How messed up would that be?
To save Earth.
Yeah. Casper's like,
that
listen.
That might save this show. So fucking weird.
Discount Zendaya is going to be the mother of future civilization.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like Casper's be like, listen, I've been inside the aliens' brains for 4 months.
I learned some shit.
I learned what is their weakness.
I learned some weird sex stuff.
Yeah. We have to bang.
in
order to save the planet.
Yeah, it all comes down to butt stuff.
And Bodhi has to be in on it. What's that kid's name? The bully's kid?
Monty.
Monty has to be in
on
it. Monty.
You're such a prick. Why are you such a prick?
Monty, why is there a swing in Daddy's other apartment?
Oh, I'm shit. Like,
that was good. I like that.
I was like, oh, God. Oh, no.
No, wait a second.
This chair looks like a swing.
Oh, my God.
They did do that, didn't they?
They totally did.
Holy shit.
And this other
sex pad.
Yeah, this other apartment is his dad's.
His dad's sex pad.
It's the fuck palace.
Yeah, where he comes, his mistress. His mistress comes over, and that's what the pictures are. Monty didn't even know who the fuck
his mistress comes all over that place.
Don't turn the dark light on. Don't turn a black light on. It's everywhere.
Don't eat off the floor. What is wrong with you?
It's way too many candles.
There's so many candles.
So many candles.
That place is full of romance.
What is happening?
It's a fuck dungeon.
It's a fuck dungeon.
It's absolutely.
And there's a sex swing in the front door.
Yeah.
They walk in. They're like, that's a weird chair.
Is the penthouse of pussy. Yeah.
They even say as they're going up there, this place isn't for kids.
No.
Maybe little dogs,
why
but not
do
kids.
They
little
never dogs. Let us come
what are they
in?
Doing to the dog?
I want to rewatch it. It took me 3 days to get through this episode.
Jude felt sleep through it twice.
I did. I was very drunk also.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
You're lucky you were drunk. I go home.
I had to watch it sober the next day.
Yeah, it's just... Sex swing, really? I mean...
All right, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. We're talking about the Sex Dungeon episode of Invasion, Season 2, Episode 6. Where the kids go to their father's sex palace in France.
Awesome.
Good Lord. Here we are.
I feel like every apartment in France is also a sex palace.
You don't have swings in your apartment? Everybody has a swing here, huh?
Where do you put your babies?
Do you have a coat rack for your handcuffs?
If you're into dogs, we can do that too.
Yeah.
As long as they're little.
It's a little. This will be a little dog, though.
Yeah, no, I need a cigarette now.
I'm going
to go to France.
Yep.
I did not
screw
pick
Scotland.
Up.
I'm going
as
to
soon
France.
As you said that, the whole episode was like unlocked for me.
Yeah.
I was like, they did drop all of those hints.
Yeah.
Just casually.
Too many candles.
Yeah. Jesus.
And Monty's the only one who picked up on it.
Yeah. Get your candles and your buttholes ready because we're talking about episode 6.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. I don't know what else to say. Kadish is going to take it away with the. Are we doing a speed run this week?
No speed run.
No.
There's too much that actually happened in this episode.
No, there's not.
Lies.
So like, there's stuff that happened, but 95% of it didn't matter.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. So Invasion, Season 2, Episode 6, entitled Pressure Points. We're going to start off with the piece of shit family.
Right. They should have just named it G-Spot.
Yeah. Should just name it G-Spot. Alien G-Spot. So we're starting off with the piece of shit family, Anisha Malik's storyline. The hillbilly convoy is headed to the Canadian military base to rescue Sarah. Ketchup Girl questions Piece of Shit Junior about his magical alien bullshit device, asking the same questions the audience has had since episode 1 of season 1, and still not getting a direct answer. When Piece of Shit Junior has a psychic freakout and predicts dog crawlers are about to attack, and when they do, the hillbillies, who never leave anyone behind, suddenly start leaving a lot of people behind as the dog crawlers start running all their vehicles off the road. and Dollhouse flips his car and sends it tumbling down a hill. No one but Dollhouse is hurt in the crash, but he's got a bad cut on his leg. But fear not. Anisha is a world-class Harvard-educated doctor who can bandage his wound. And as luck would have it, all the hillbillies who were attacked by the dog crawlers come walking by perfectly okay with zero casualties. Guess those hunter-killer aliens aren't real big on the killing, are they? Anyway, the hillbilly militia starts hiking to meet up with the rest of their convoy that made it past the dog crawlers. When Piece of Shit Jr. has another psychic freakout and points out that the group is right by a nest of facehugger pogs, and another dog crawler shows up. The group runs away, but some dumb lady lost her daughter in the sprint to safety, so Anisha does what she does best, abandon her own children for no good reason.
That's right.
But don't worry, Anisha has a gun. Where'd she get the gun? Doesn't matter. The real question is, where's the magical alien bullshit device? Nobody knows, but who cares at this point, am I right? Anyway, Anisha finds the dumb lost girl and gets her back to the hillbillies just as another dog crawler shows up, but Piece of Shit Jr. mind melds with the alien just long enough for them to get away. Where's the Canadian military when you need them?
This whole sequence through the fog.
Silly. It's dumb.
Fog.
Where did that fog come from?
It was magic fog.
It's a Canadian fog.
Oh, they're not in Canada.
It's from the maple syrup. They're that comes from the trees.
They're 100 miles north.
It's just of steam.
The same base that dipshit's at.
Just 100 miles?
That's what it said. Earth. 100 miles north of camp such and such Earth.
You're right.
Yeah, they're not in Canada.
How'd they get there?
And those, yeah, I don't know. They drove on the road, convoy, you know, hillbilly convoy.
Mm. If we go through all of these episodes with Anisha having other weapons than the bullshit device, and then we find Sarah and Sarah doesn't have the bullshit device, it was with Anisha the whole time, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I think the kid has it.
Yeah.
She has to. She told her. If she doesn't,
hang on to this.
That's gonna be it for me. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, this is it for me anyway. I'm done after season two.
This chase scene is
if there's a season three, you can have somebody else feeling for me because I'm done.
Me too.
I like how they're driving down the road and when they see the dog crawlers running up beside them, they're like, "We gotta get moving." I'm like, "You're still driving." are you going to go faster?
Just drive faster.
Yeah.
But they can't because it's foggy.
What's the kid's name?
Piece of Shit Junior?
Yeah.
Junior.
Luke.
Luke. When Luke was like, there.
Oh my God. And they just look out the window and there's a whole bunch of them right there. I'm like, well, yeah, we could see them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fog. Fog is scary.
They're coming.
And then still, the writers don't have anyone run away. When they should be running away. They're all just like, oh, he's right. They are right there. Crazy, right?
Katie brought it out in his little synopsis thing, but it was, I cracked up. They were like, we don't leave anybody behind. And then this episode, somebody gets hit with the freaking dog crawler thing. Uh-huh. And the car goes off the road.
Flips
and
over like, 14
leave
times.
Them behind. Yeah. We gotta keep going.
Fuck those guys.
What?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they make it a very big plot point in previous episodes that the movement people...
We don't leave people behind. Yeah,
they don't leave people behind. They go down into the ravine with their flamethrowers because they don't leave people behind. But the minute one of their own gets run off the road by an alien, they're like, fuck them, leave them behind.
Listen, if I'm in a car and y'all are behind me in your cars and an alien attacks one of your cars...
Just keep driving.
I'm leaving you behind.
Yeah.
You have my permission.
Yeah. That's
totally fine.
Listen, the human civilization has to live on. And I'm sorry if that couldn't be you.
So, yeah. So they're on the road. They're getting attacked by dog crawlers.
Yeah. They make it.
They make it through, but then they sort of make it through, but then...
He stops, and then the car just rolls over.
No. They
There was a car crashed in the street, and then he swerved to miss it and went down a ravine and it flipped.
It flipped one time.
Once.
At about 2 miles per hour.
Yeah, going very slow.
Going very slow. And my God.
Thank God that maple syrup slowed it down.
Jeez. It was just like you would think he was in a head-on collision with a semi-truck.
Oh, he smacked. Yeah, he's got his giant gash in his leg.
How do you even get that? He had a seatbelt on. They had to cut him out of a seat.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know.
It has this giant... It's like an 18-inch long wound on his leg that Anisha comes up and heals because she's a Jedi or some shit, right? and then they have to put a tourniquet on it. It's so bad
mm-hmm.
with the belt, right? 5 minutes later, he's running through the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Don't think about it.
Five minutes later.
He asked her if she was a good doctor, and she said, yeah. So there you go.
The show did its job.
Right.
It's
set up a payoff. Am I right?
Set up a payoff. Are you a good doctor?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
In the before times.
5 minutes up and running.
Were you a doctor in the before times?
Well, in the before times. Four months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
4 months ago.
We're calling 4 months ago the before times.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds good.
Can I call before we start watching this show the before times?
I think they are.
Back in the before times, before the willy gillies and the fucking wonky wonks, there was a fight over the fuel, over the juice in the desert.
Grandpa, tell us about the before times.
And we went into the whirly birdies and we went up in the sky. I can't even do it.
Did the sun still shine in the before times, Grandpa?
I gotta go watch Mad Max again, you know, because that's what I feel like they were trying to say in the before times.
In the before times,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it almost feels like, you know, going back to when we reviewed episode one of this season. It's like this should have been like 2 years later.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure. Then the before times kind of would have made sense. You know, like. We're in the before times for the coof, right? Or we're in the after times. The after times, you know. Yeah. We should change the dates to be before BC and AC.
Before coof?
Before coof and after coof. You know, you know what I mean? We're in like 3 AC right now.
Yeah,
right?
After coof.
2 AC?
3.
So I think we should make a thing of that. So we're going to start dating 3 AC.
After
Las Vegas, Earth. The Salty Nerds opened a studio.
Yeah.
So the big revelation in this storyline in this episode is that Luke has a Casper-like psychic connection to the aliens,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to mind meld with one of the hunter killers and prevent them from attacking his mother. And
these things have the worst vision.
The worst predator vision?
Ever.
Yeah.
It's just like blue and then a slightly lighter blue haze around a person. And that's all they see.
Well,
and
they don't
technically
have eyes, though, right?
I guess not. But I'm like, no wonder they suck at taking over the planet.
I mean, they're kind of like Resident Evil rejects.
Kind of.
Right?
Yeah.
And going back to the end of season one, when Casper mind melded with the alien, isn't that what put him in a coma?
Mm-hmm.
Luke's fine, though.
No. What put him in a coma was that he was connected to the aliens when they got hit by the nuke.
Ah.
And so that's what kind of short-circuited him and trapped him in the alien hive mind.
Oh, so if you're mind-melding with an alien and you kill that alien, you...
Like shatter your brain?
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
It wasn't the alien that got killed. It was the mothership that hosted the hive mind that he was a part of.
Ah, close enough.
So when all the hillbillies show back up...
Mm-hmm.
And they're totally fine?
Are those... How many were... Because I feel like...
It was a convoy.
There was like at least a dozen of them that got killed, right? That were like in that one truck. The one truck was full of people.
Everyone that got run off the road survived.
They all survived their crashes without giant gaseous wounds on their legs for no reason.
But then as they were running away from the hunter killers got like couple, two or three
yeah,
of them.
A couple of them got picked up by the
That
animal.
Little girl lost her shoe.
God, oh,
that was touch and go.
I lost my shoe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't run without a shoe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you sitting on the forest floor?
God, if that was my child, I would smack him on the side of the head.
If this show had any balls at all,
you'd have left the kid.
They would have ate the kid.
Yeah,
and they would have showed it.
They would have just seen like two, like right behind it, have the tree, and then have the legs sticking out behind the tree, and the legs just kind of like shaking.
Yeah,
and then on the other side of the tree is the dog crawler just.
And then Anisha's like running back to the. Convoy.
Yeah.
It's like your daughter's fucked.
She's,
let's go.
She's
yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
She's gone.
I'm not that good of a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how Anisha just pulls a gun out of her ass.
Yeah.
Never set up.
Anisha would rather be anywhere else in the fucking world than with her kids.
Yeah.
Oh, someone over there is missing. I'm on it.
Why would she care? I'm sorry, but. My kid's here, your kid's over there. Well, you can go get your
kid. The whole thing is that she lost her daughter, and then this woman lost her daughter. And so she's like, I'm going to make up for losing my daughter by getting her daughter back.
No.
Okay.
That's not how that works.
It could have worked if they would have explained that in the show. But they don't do anything.
And then she risked her son.
Yeah.
And her son.
If her son didn't have psychic powers, everybody would have died.
She didn't just risk her son. She risked the lives of everyone because they had to wait there for her to like come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have to.
We gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go. Just wait for us. I'll be right back.
They could have left her. Yeah.
So what we're saying here is that none of us would make good Marines.
Leave man behind?
Yeah.
Well, these aren't Marines.
But I'm just saying. I mean, Jude already said.
These are just hillbillies.
Jude already said we're boned if we get attacked. She's leaving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm trying to think if I'd go back for any of you.
I mean, I'll meet up with you later.
I mean, I might. I don't know.
If you make it.
If you make it. Yeah.
Fair enough. But if you're injured, don't. Because
I'm not just going to stand there.
Yeah.
What am I, Dick?
I'd probably stop on the side of the road and say, get in. You got 2 seconds. And then if you don't get in, I'm out.
Don't pick people up off the side of the road.
Well, if it's you.
Oh, it's me.
It's like, get in quick. Nope, I got to stay away from my kids. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. See ya. I'm already on my own. I've got too much baggage to hook up to somebody else's trailer.
Your kid's convulsing behind that tree over there. It's like he's lunch.
I got too many kids. I'm on my own.
You can give one up. It's okay, right?
No.
It's terrible.
They're useful.
They're useful?
Yeah.
For what? Digging holes?
Cannon fodder?
Small places.
Digging trenches?
Smell like cabbage.
Smell like cabbage. Yeah.
Alex would leave one kid behind to slow down the
aliens. He forgets he has certain children all the time.
How dare you even suggest that?
How many times has he tried to leave his kid at our house? He's like, oh shit, I forgot I had him.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, God. I gotta go. My kid's at Jude's house.
Shit. Whoops. Don't tell anybody.
I forgot
about
him. In the car with us and then said something after a while and he went, oh shit, I forgot he was back there.
It's like that person that leaves his dog in the car at the grocery store.
No, I am not like that person.
It's 108 degrees outside.
I have never done that.
Hey, Alex and Anisha, piece of shits together.
Yeah.
How dare you?
No.
How dare you?
That's a burn.
You're actually a really good dad. I like how you're preparing them for the future apocalypse. With their
camping trips,
snow mountain training, and all that kind of stuff. It's good.
Go chop some wood.
That's right.
If you want to be warm tonight,
that's right.
Go chop some wood.
That's it.
So what do we all think of the piece of shit storyline of this episode?
It was more exciting than I thought it was going to be. With them getting chased through the woods.
Luke. I hate Anisha. I hate all the hillbillies.
I just don't like how there's no explanation for anything.
None of it matters.
None of it matters. Who's the little girl that they rescued?
We can't even figure out where they are.
Remember that French nurse that was in a half an episode a little bit ago?
Never going to see her again. She's dead.
Nothing matters. Everything is we'll stick it in one episode and then forget about it.
I'm envious of Sarah who got away.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the Canadians.
Yeah, she's having a great time.
Oh, hot cocoa.
Eating pancakes for every meal.
Yeah.
Pancakes? I'm having pancakes for dinner.
Are you?
I told the wife yesterday. It's like, we have pancakes for dinner? She said, yeah. It's like, all right. Breakfast or dinner? Let's go.
Might do that too. It's not a bad idea.
I think someone in our comments said that the Canadian military would only use the bad maple syrup to waterboard her.
The cheap knockoff stuff.
The cheap knockoff stuff from America.
It's Mrs. Butterworth.
Sugar-free.
Sugar-free. Oh, wait, we're never going to use this. No.
Sugar-free Mrs. Butterworth? Ew.
I'll guarantee you it's out there.
Gross.
It's high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Well, knew that was going to work. Works every time. Just like a charm.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Get the sugar freezer about 8.
Okay, good. No.
Works every time.
Where's that syrup from? Vermont. Oh, never mind. Oh, that's not Canadian syrup. It's American syrup. It's no good.
What the fuck voice is that?
I don't know, dude. It's just a voice. It's my Canadian voice. Shut up, you hoser. Gonna go get some beers, eh? I think I found it. I think I found my Canadian.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You stick like, your jaw out when you do
it. Hey, I don't know it. Pajama, split lip. It's a split lip. Gonna drink some Canadian mist and need some Vermont syrup.
Canadian mist.
That's whiskey, right?
Yeah. I didn't know you knew about it.
I didn't either. I forgot all about it. Get some Canadian mist. Get some good whiskey.
It's the shittiest whiskey. It comes in a plastic bottle.
Drink it with some wild turkey.
Mix it with a little Canada Dry.
Yeah, Canada Dry and some Canadian mist.
A little bit of ginger ale.
And ginger ale.
And some whiskey.
Yeah. And some syrup from Vermont. Yeah.
Okay. What happens next?
All right. We have Jamila Houston, a.k.a. Discount Zendaya's storyline.
Oh, boy.
So, Team Casper made it to Paris. Yes, the group of kids literally walked 31 miles, or 248 kilometers for you metric system users out there, to get to the City of Lights. Next, we are brought along an exciting adventure as Casper, as the Casper crew leaves notes on walls, goes to an apartment, eats food, naps, dungeon. And deals with Monty's daddy issues. Riveting, isn't it? Well, this Count Zendaya is having psychic alien dreams now, but can't connect with Casper again, which makes her worry that her trip to Paris might have been for nothing. So the next day, the crew goes to the hospital. They find it completely wrecked and filled with the dead bodies of guards who were left behind to protect Casper. And they spend a lot of time walking around the hospital yelling, "Casper!" to try and find him, but it looks like Casper isn't there. Until little sister Penny hears some tapping, and the group finds Casper drawing graffiti on the wall, completely conscious and totally not responding to all the yelling his friends were doing when they were calling out his name. So the good news is Casper survived, and he's reunited with his friends. And now, to quote Discount Zendaya, it's time to light up some motherfucking aliens.
God.
You know, in between walking around, eating food, sleeping, and dealing with daddy issues.
Trying out.
Lighting sex. 1,000 candles.
That
trying out sex chairs.
Was the most out of place line
I
think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
When she's like, "All right, guys, it's time to go light up some motherfucking aliens."
Yeah, ooh.
Girl power.
And then, and then they just walk.
Yeah.
For a little while.
After leaving notes.
After leaving some notes.
I thought,
I was here, Mom and Dad.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Love you. Love you. Hope you see it.
We're going to be at Daddy's sex dungeon tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to have this guy in Zendaya pour hot wax on my nipples.
Would have been great if there was like a red room of pain.
Jelly and can I eat it?
Would have been great if there was a red room of pain in that apartment.
Listen, man, so, that hot wax shit is no joke, okay? Just saying.
It is known.
Never high five.
Gross.
I don't know why I did that.
Okay, so I was watching this episode and I was so glazed over that I didn't even
glazed over.
I didn't even. I was just like, whatever. Yeah, they're okay. They got through his dad's appointment. But then when she was like, "Oh, that's a sex dungeon," and then immediately all of those lines, like, "Oh, that looks like a strange swing," and the thousands of candles everywhere. Uh-huh. And they're like, "Oh, listen, I don't think they let kids in this place. Maybe small dogs, though." And I'm like, it's like a flood of all these lines.
Your mom's pretty. She is. That's not my
mom. That's not my mom.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. So Casper clearly knows that his mom and dad.
You mean Monty.
Monty has an apartment in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we get there, it's his dad's sex dungeon for his mistress.
His French mistress.
So why would Monty know about his dad's other life?
I could take this one.
Dude, go ahead.
I don't get
swingers.
It.
Whoa.
I think they were in the lifestyle.
Yeah, okay. I mean, could be.
Because everybody knows where this place is.
Is that why there was so much pineapple in the London flat?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
Pineapple is a swingers thing.
No, I know that. But is there pineapple in there?
No, I was joking.
Oh, okay.
I was like, did they open a can of pineapple in this episode? Oh. Like, oh my God.
Man, if there was like a plastic pineapple up front, like upside down, that would have been crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody knows about this apartment, but the kids aren't allowed to be there. But the kids know how to get there.
Well, Monty always said that his dad would go to Paris for business.
For work, yeah.
Yeah.
But how does he know where the apartment is?
Right. He has an address. It would be absurd to think that Monty knew the address of this place, but the mom didn't.
Mm. I think she was onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know about it.
Well, didn't they say when they were in the London flat that their parents were in Paris together? That's why
swingers.
That's why the mom wasn't there.
Yeah, okay. So, okay.
Whoa. Jude's on it.
Yeah. They're a little kinky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got some kink.
They have a third.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a throuple.
Throuple.
No, you got to say it in French.
Throuple.
Que de throuple. Who do you think was taking all those pictures?
Oh,
it was the mom.
It was the mom. Mm-hmm. See, this is the most intriguing part of this whole show. It's trying to figure out what kind of fucked up kinky shit is Monty's father.
So now I want to know who wrote this episode because they're self-inserting some stuff.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, daddy issues?
Maybe.
Or they're like this is what I do in my spare time.
Oh, look, a swing in the living room.
Yeah. No, doesn't everybody have a flat in France where they just go? Swing in it?
Remember when that guy like just like Airbnb picked up a random croissant off of a
table?
Oh,
thank you. I almost freaking walked away from the show for a minute there because I was watching and the kids just like freaking.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Walking through the streets of Paris, sees a croissant on a table that's been sitting in an outdoor restaurant for months. I can only assume
4 months.
4 months
from the before times.
And he
back in the whirly burlies in the croissanty tonties.
What's a croissant, Daddy?
It's a pastry that they used to make.
What's a pastry?
Just go back to sleep, darling. It's nothing you need to worry about. Here's your slop.
Will we all die tomorrow, Daddy?
You're going to go to heaven with my mayor pop-up.
Been roaming this desert for years, fighting over the croissant wars. Trying to find a good piece of pastry.
Oh, God. This show's so stupid.
Yeah, yeah, so Alfie just picks it up.
He picks it up and eats it, and then he's shocked that it tastes bad.
Yeah.
He's like, he's mad at it, like, but I'm like, what did you expect? That nobody else, the bully Monty, wasn't like, fuck, dumbass. Like, he come on.
I mean, it would be.
I mean, they're all dumb kids.
Yeah, it would be green and hairy with penicillin,
right?
You know, if it's even there at
maybe
all.
Maybe it's good for
a rat has probably been carrying that thing around for the last 3 months and dropped it off there. And this dumbass picked it up and had a bite. He has rabies now.
Then spits it out.
So I did some math. And so if you walk on average, 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice brisk pace.
Yes. To get from, or I should say 2 miles an hour, because you have a 9-year-old with you. If you walk from the entrance to the tunnel to Paris, it would take you, if you did no brakes and just walk straight through at 2 miles an hour, it'd take you about 20 hours.
Really? That's
to
all?
Get there. Now, if you factor in, brakes, sleeping, obstacles, it'd probably take you 25 to 30 hours.
You got to stop every time you see a croissant on a table.
Yeah, and they did stop in for nap time.
Yeah.
Nap time's
remember
important.
Remember, they stopped for nap time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to stop for note taking.
20 hours, though, that's it?
Yeah, if you walk straight through.
How many miles is it from the mouth of the channel to Paris?
31 miles.
From the mouth of the channel to the Eiffel Tower? Okay. Cool.
The more you know.
Alex right now is going, I bet I could do it.
I could do it.
1,000%. 1,000%.
He's thinking about that and the Roman Empire and how the troops would
I watch Gladiator.
I probably bring my best friend the bear with me.
I have been thinking about the Roman Empire a lot lately. I'm not going to lie. Every time I do, it's like, oh, there it is.
Dude, I went down a rabbit hole this week. I went down a rabbit hole. Like the different emperors and how that kind of like slowly worked their way towards the fall of the Roman Empire. I'm like,
you know who my favorite Roman Emperor is?
Marcus Aurelius?
No, Caligula. Same as Monty's dad.
So you had some sex swings.
Yeah, some sex swings and some orgies.
And now every guy that's watching this episode has now thought about the Roman Empire.
That's right.
You're welcome. I saw a documentary on how they made the aqueducts. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good stuff. Right? Yeah. And I watched Gladiator.
It was more interesting than this episode of Invasion.
We owe a lot to the Romans. The Romans were smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until it came to the end.
Yeah, so
well, those barbarians.
You know what was funny when they found Casper? It's like Monty's in the back there and he's like, didn't you hear us calling for you all the time?
Oh, no, he's just back there just tapping on the wall. Yeah.
But I like how all of a sudden like we see the guards that were left behind to protect them. They're all dead.
Yeah.
They all got like brutally murdered.
Yeah, murdered. Like they're in pieces.
Yeah. And I just remember like thinking like when the French doctor lady was like, leave the guards behind, make sure that nothing happens to this boy who's in a coma.
What about the guards?
Yeah,
fuck them.
I just remember thinking like, "Fuck those guards!" And like, sure enough, the guards got fucked. You know, when Jamila...
They did. They got fucked.
Yeah, when Jamila...
Right in the A.
outside of the sex dungeon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a candle wax.
You know, I'm friends with this fellow. I think he has a son named Monty. He's got a pretty legit place downtown a little ways.
It accepts little dogs.
And wine. And cigarettes.
Croissant.
Some candles.
What do you say? I bring over some charcuterie.
Charcuterie? Love a good charcuterie.
How many candles you have?
At least 5,000. I've been collecting for a long time.
I'll pick up some candles on my way.
Yeah, we need
you go to the candle store.
Tighten your sex swing. I'm coming over.
Yeah. Those candles just better smell like pumpkin spice. That's all I know.
Make sure your wife has plenty of film for the camera.
What about the children?
Okay. Why are these cameras always in every corner of the room? Yeah. Don't turn them on. Don't look. What is mommy and daddy doing? What is that swing? That's not mommy.
Oh, that guy Twister, Monty.
It's fucking Charlie Sheen bedroom.
Tiger blood.
Tiger blood. Winning.
Winning. Monty's dad is winning. He got rid of his kids. He's got his throuple.
Monty's dad is Charlie fucking Sheen. It's Charlie Allen.
That would actually explain a lot.
It would. Yeah. Would.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I feel like the finding of Casper just awake and drawing graffiti again was very anticlimactic.
And he's fine.
He's totally fine.
This kid is obviously about 6 or 7 years older.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the same actor?
Yeah. It's the same actor. It is.
But he's.
He went to the same place that Piece of Shit Junior went to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the alien spores in the atmosphere are making the kids
age quicker.
Yeah. There, we fixed the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, that's
and then
good.
As soon like as that. Jamila hugs Casper, you can see Monty in the back room.
Oh, the love triangle.
Like, oh, what the fuck? Oh,
well, there was that one shot where like they were holding hands as they were walking towards the hospital.
Discount Zendaya is getting a little horned up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's the mother.
It's been
of the
4 months.
It's the end of time.
She has needs.
Yeah. What is she, 15?
Let's not go down that road.
Yeah, I don't
want to. Next.
What?
All right. Next is Mitsuki Yamoto or Mitsuki Yamoto?
The way she says her name grates on my nerves.
Yeah. We're going to call her Mitsuki from now on.
Mitsuki.
All right. Mitsuki has recovered from her last encounter where she totally fisted the alien butthole.
She did.
And she wants to go back to fist it again. Mm-hmm. Indian Elon Musk is all for it. But that uptight psychiatrist is worried that Mitsuki isn't fit to return to the butthole. So she puts Mitsuki through another evaluation and pulls a Tommy Wiseau by asking, "So how's your sex life?" And wants to get really personal about Mitsuki's lesbian lover. Because apparently the aliens are all about that hot Japanese lesbianism too, but not because they think it's sexy, because they think they can use it against Mitsuki. Mitsuki then goes back into the alien butthole chamber and the butthole is like, "Yo, girl, take off your helmet." And Mitsuki's like, "Okay." And then the alien butthole human centipedes her and whisked her away to a beautiful memory from Hinata about the first time she ever flew a kite up in the air, in the sky, looking down on everyone.
Look, there are trees. The children are playing.
However, Mitsuki is onto the alien deception and signals Morse code to the Indian Elon team to turn on the magnets. And when they do, the alien butthole opens wide up and shows Mitsuki a gross alien hemorrhoid that's so nasty she passes the fuck out. When Mitsuki wakes back up, Dr. Maya tells her that ever since she prolapsed that alien butthole, it's been emitting previously undetected signals. Mitsuki listens to the signals and realizes that it's actually the elusive alien language she's been searching for since season one. This means Mitsuki can study it, learn it, communicate with it, and find their pressure points so she can fist them too.
Oh, man. Look out. Maybe she'll get a Lois Lane to come and help her decipher the language.
Who? Are you talking about Arrival?
Yeah.
Was that an Arrival reference?
Mixed with a Man of Steel reference.
That's not,
pretty good, right?
Like you crossed your references.
Wow.
it was like a 4D reference.
It's across the streams, man.
Well, you guys didn't fucking get that?
Well, you don't watch movies?
What kind of nerds are you?
I had to like decipher. I'm like, Lois Lane. Okay, it's Amy Adams.
6 degrees
and then
of Amy Adams
was in an alien invasion movie called Arrival, where she translated the language, but her name was Lois Lane in Man of Steel. So that's what he's Finkel, talking about.
Einhorn. Cheers. Finkel. Cheers. Einhorn.
I figured it out.
Good on you.
This is what happens when Vader gets high on Canadian mist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Canadian mist, you know. It's really good. Gonna go mix it with some wild turkey. And crossing my countries that way. Amy Adams starring in Wajo Juice.
My goodness.
I don't even know how I did that.
It was brilliant. Whatever it was brilliant.
It's Shady Mile. Not a sponsor.
Could they have sucked...
no sucking.
Could they have sucked Mitsuki into a more boring memory of Hinata?
Oh,
well, and it could have been the memory of her looking at trees and filming them with her TikTok.
The children, they are playing.
It could have been the adult version of the girl that she's in love with. Why are they're like, oh, look, it's her as a child.
Because they can't get the actor back.
Well, yeah.
Rich, she's like,
you're just going to make me swim in space again. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid.
That was stupid.
Like, we still need to make those shirts.
I know. This was, I still don't understand where they're going with this. Like, her obsession with, like, her old girlfriend, but then it's like, it's a child.
It's like, move on already.
Not move on, but like.
You had some good times.
It's like, she's dead. Get some revenge. Yeah. Maybe. I could make, you know, sure. Or I'm trying to find her. She's in there somewhere. But it's a kid every time you see her, and it's super weird. And it's obviously just the aliens messing with you.
And how weird is the writing that they make this psychiatrist be like, I need to know everything about you and Hanada's relationship. Yeah. I need to know it better than you. Because... that way, the aliens can't use it against you.
I feel like...
what?
I feel like aliens are like really weird into people and their
sex life.
Their issues. Just in their issues.
Aliens are notorious for butt stuff.
But this is a thing. It's like... We watched that. Did you watch that other alien movie that came out on Hulu this week?
No One Will Save You?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't watched that yet.
It's another movie where a chick is fucked in the head and the aliens are all into her.
Getting up in her business
because she's fucked in the head.
Hmm.
That could save her life in the end. But, you know, it's just, I don't get it. I feel like these writers are trying to, like, tap into something that they think is deep and emotional that nobody gives a shit about.
I think they're just using the writing room as a therapy session.
Yeah, very much so.
I think
that's
what this is.
Kind of feels that
especially
way.
Especially not Hinata. What's her name?
Mitsuki.
Mitsuki. That whole storyline, I'm pretty sure, is just somebody airing out their bad relationship or something.
And also, every time the psychiatrist calls her Mitski.
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 She's not even British.
I know. In my head, she is, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, Mitski, you want to get in that sex dungeon chair? No, I can't.
Do your Canadian voice again?
Oh, yeah. You know, now I lost it. I don't know where it went.
It's right there.
You go and get the Canadian.
You got to stick your chin out.
Could get the Canadian mist going on there. Yeah, I don't
see?
Know.
Yeah, see? Okay. It's all about the chin.
Okay.
You just stick your chin out and just talk like this.
Just going to talk like this.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah. Shut up, you hoser. You got to go to, you know.
Every time he says hoser, I snot.
Yeah. Shut up, Jude, you hoser. Let's see. What are those guys called? The Rick Moranis and the other
Dave
guy.
Thomas.
Yeah. The something brothers or no, what are they? Chad, help me out. The Canadian, they were, they made the movie about
Half Brood.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. McKenzie brothers.
That was McKenzie brothers.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I don't.
You probably never watched that movie either, have you?
No.
You should watch it.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
I'll put it down on my list.
Does she talk like this? Yeah, you know, you can talk like this all the time. Okay.
Great. Good. On it.
Strange Brew. Thank you, Art.
Strange Brew.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's just about these two guys in Canada, you know, that drink beer.
That's
and
it.
And watch
it's
hockey.
Maple flavored.
It's maple flavored.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Better than this show.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about this. Like, I don't know. Who cares?
It's like the aliens seem to keep trying to win Mitsuki over by tempting her with, you know, reconnecting with Hinata.
Yeah.
And Mitsuki sees it as like a gambit to trick her in some way. And so like she somehow is able to signal to Indian and Elon Musk, even though she never told them, oh, if I get in trouble, I'm going to Morse code you.
Right.
And then...
What am I saying right now?
You're jibber jabbering. I don't know what you're saying.
And you're saying, shut the fuck up.
I mean, if she wanted to basically hurt the butthole, she could have just turned the magnets on from outside.
Right.
Oh,
right?
Listen, if she wanted to hurt the butthole, she just should have just made a fist.
And also, I couldn't tell what the alien butthole was showing her when it opened really wide, when it dilated. She looked into it and she just passed out.
As you do.
Because in the previous episode, she saw Casper, but Casper wasn't there. So what did she see that fucked her up?
Well, Vader took a picture of his butthole and he showed it to her. And he was laughed. Like, can you look at it for without longer laughing, than a minute?
And without she laughing. Passed out from not laughing.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
That's a members only. Go to the members area and you'll find a whole bunch of stuff.
You will a bunch not, of pictures of
you'll
Vader's
butthole.
You'll
find the context of that very humorous exchange.
Leave it open-ended, man.
No, I don't know, dude. I don't even know. I don't know what to say. I feel bad. I'm supposed to be the host. I'm supposed to talk about this show. And I'm just like,
it's hard.
It's like,
it's terrible. It's not a good show.
She went back into the same room that she's been in for the entire goddamn season. She did the same thing that she's been doing for the entire goddamn season and nothing changed. And she passed out and they took her out of there and the alien went and inverted itself back into a, like, it's like.
And now she's like, oh, it's a language.
You know.
So
something happened this week that made me so angry.
Hmm.
And that was what Kadish sent us a text or something about an article he read that said the showrunner of this show wants 7 seasons.
Oh, fuck.
No, he said four seasons.
And I'm seasons. Just like, I just can't. I can't do it.
And Simon Kinberg said that the first season was meant to be the prelude to the invasion. The second season was meant to be the start of the invasion. The third season is meant to be the full invasion. And the fourth season is meant to be the cleanup after the invasion.
Oh, fuck. Off.
Yeah.
No, so
he needed 2 full seasons just to set up the good season, supposedly.
I'm not falling for it.
Not doing it. Not doing it.
You know,
I totally forgot about that article. Thanks for bringing
it. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah. If I don't even know how Apple could even be considering.
I don't think anyone from Apple watches TV.
They probably don't.
Did you guys see the video that I shared with you? From that other content creator who makes reviews of Invasion.
Yes, that was hilarious.
I love that guy. Yeah.
What is it? Smitty's Snippets?
Smitty's Snippets, something like that. Yeah.
Shout out to Smitty.
We should invite
Smitty's
him
the man. I kind of want to for like the season finale or something.
I've tried reaching out to him, but he doesn't return his email.
Did we comment on his
video? Yeah, I said I'm glad I finally found somebody else.
He's the only other person covering Invasion. Yeah. And he just started with season 2. Yeah, I don't think he did season 1.
I think he did.
No, he's season 1? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he did. I'm not sure.
Should leave a comment telling him to check his email.
Yeah. So I did a thesaurus.
Yes.
I'm hoping we were going to get a thesaurus moment. I see a couple words. I don't know if I've used these words before, but instead of bad or terrible, I typed in rotten this week. Rotten for how we feel about this show. I've got fetid.
Mm.
The show is fetid.
Mm.
What do you think? You like that?
Yeah.
No? Festering? Is this a festering show?
Wrong context.
That croissant was festering.
Ooh, it was. Yeah. It was.
That sex swing was festering.
Whoa.
Oh, this is a good one. Mephitic.
Mephitic.
In with a PH.
Oh.
Pf. Mephitic. It's a mephitic.
Mephitic.
Moldering?
This
show is moldering. It's a moldering show.
Does it mean growing mold?
I don't know, but it fits.
Kind of.
It fits, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the alien spores?
Yeah.
They showed the spores in this episode where they were grown on the tree as the convoy was driving by.
Yeah. Remember the indoor farm that Trevante was walking through that had all the
spores are converting the atmosphere, right? Or something like that.
I think that's a different show. Was that this show?
Yeah.
That was this show.
Okay.
The show, the spores are pustular.
Sure.
You're making my job so hard right now.
I gotta do a little ding sound. Yeah. And I gotta Google how to spell these things.
You can cut most of that out.
Yeah. You only have to do the thing for pustular.
Okay.
I'm going with pustular this week. That's the one.
So we have one more storyline.
Okay. Oh, good.
Jim Bell Tyson, still dead.
Ah, good to know.
I hope he stays dead. At this point,
they're not bringing him back.
Don't come back for this. Yeah, it's not a world you want to be in.
If Sam Neill was in the show this season, they would advertise it.
The last
Listen,
shot.
If he comes back and you get on board with this fucking show.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm mad at him.
Okay.
I'm not happy with Samuel.
All right. Don't you turn your back on us.
No, no.
Could you imagine if this show was like, had gone the way he thought it would, and it was a Sam Neill thing, and we all hate it, and he just loves it over the last like 2 years.
Dinosaurs guy.
Sam Neill.
Oh, don't you know the dinosaurs?
Yeah. What if Sam Neill went to Canada?
Did drink some Canadian mist, you know?
Joined up with the Canadian
he
Army.
He fell in that crop circle in Oklahoma, and he popped out in France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, at the sex dungeon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was like, can I join in?
Yeah.
He's like, well, what is this place?
You got any of that deer wax?
Oh. Like,
did you bring a small dog
for my nipples?
Just bring a small dog.
What does a small dog have to do with anything? I don't
do you remember that? He's like, this place isn't for kids. Maybe small dogs, though. Remember that?
I got to go watch it again. I'm not going to.
No.
Fucking weird thing to say. And somebody wrote that down.
Somebody wrote it and made a kid say it.
Yeah.
Can I have a chip? I'm going to like crunch into the microphone.
Yeah, we're done. Here you go. Have a chip.
All right.
Today's podcast brought to you by Utz Barbecue Chips.
Yeah, they're good, right?
They're really good.
Especially after you've been drinking. I hear they pair well with Canadian mist.
Excuse me. Sorry. All right. Well, I think I'm done. That's it. We had the most fun with the sex dungeon thing.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't have fun with a sex dungeon?
Not a place for children.
Not a place for children.
Small dogs, though.
Small dogs and candle wax.
Lots of candles.
I wonder if there's some peanut butter in that sex dungeon. I
guarantee it. But where are their parents? Did they go to the sex dungeon and then die there?
Well, remember when they were leaving the notes, there was that voice over the PA that was telling everyone to evacuate Paris. So they probably evacuated.
They left?
Just left their kids.
With their swingers?
Well, they left their kids in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about their kids.
No. Shouldn't there be like somebody watching the young daughter?
No.
Well, Monty.
Monty's there.
He's 12. Was at school.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, for sure. Don't
Monty
think about
was
it.
In the hole. In the ditch.
Yeah.
When this whole thing started.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when he got back to their apartment in London, his daughter's just hanging out there by herself?
Yeah.
Sister.
Because his mom and dad are out fucking in the sex dungeon with their swinger partner.
That's what the show's telling us. Because that's the only explanation.
His 5-6-year-old sister is in the house by herself with their Uncrustables and their, you know, Choo Choo the Train on the TV or Tommy the Train or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What's the deal with electricity in this show? Is there power or is there not power?
Don't think about it.
Because there's power when they have power. But then when they go to hunker down someplace, there's no power.
Alex, it's not about good or bad. It's about power.
What happened to the French doctor?
She evacuated.
They introduced her.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. I don't care.
We will get a new French doctor.
She found a... Oh, it's in the country. She found a Canadian doctor to go hang out with. No, I don't know.
We will bring you next episode of French Canadian doctor.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. All right.
Me too.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching this show. Our show, not that show. Don't watch that show. Watch our show.
To be clear,
I do not recommend you watch the Apple TV show Invasion. We do it because we have to.
We do it so you don't have to.
Also that.
Mm-hmm. And Smitty also watches it.
Smitty.
Bless that guy.
Yeah, shout out to Smitty. So somebody reach out to that guy and tell him to hook up with us. We need to.
I love how he just.
In the sex dungeon?
Yeah.
I love how he just films his contextual clips on his phone from his TV.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Simple.
That's the way to do it.
That dude's got it going on.
Yeah.
My job's way more complicated than that. his bit was like, I gotta get the video out again, but he's like, so what's going on with the show? What's working? Nothing. Nothing's working. I was just like, this is brilliant. This is comedy gold. I love it. I loved it. It was so good.
I love how much he hates Trevante, too.
Oh, he hates everybody. He's like, I freaking hate everybody in this show. Everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, they're all just walking around. Is this invasion even happening?
Yeah, that too.
Good fucking point, my guy.
Yeah, they're just driving their cars anywhere they want.
Yeah.
Yep. All the gas. No problem.
No problem.
All the electricity. No problem.
Yeah, shout out to that guy. Go watch his reviews, too. They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, folks. That's it for me. Stay salty. See you next week. It's almost over.
No, it's not.
Say bye, Vader.
It's going to feel like a very long time, though.
How many?
Four more episodes.
We got another month.
Oh, why'd you say it like that?